I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. What a weekend. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us on the program. A couple segments left on tonight's program. Scott Mitchell over here to my right, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah quarterback. He was up in Corvallis this weekend. I was down in Tampa watching two very different football teams, and that's something you've already talked about quite a bit tonight on, and if you've missed any of it, you don't want to miss any of it. You can go back and download the podcast. Download the KSL News Radio app, or the KSL Sports app, either one of those, and you can download the podcast and listen to our show or anywhere that podcasts are found. Did I get all those out there, Scott?
Yes, and now the show's over.
All right. Now the show's already over. That's like when you describe the two-minute drill.
Exactly.
Keeps going. Now, we've got a new thing we want to do today, and that is it's a walk of shame. You know what the walk of shame is, Scott? It's this embarrassed moment where you have to pick up your things and you walk home after anything. It doesn't have to be any particular event. It's just a walk of shame. You do something that is embarrassing or ridiculous, something unlike you maybe, and then you have to walk and others see you and
it's
go,
never happened to me. I don't know. I've never gone down the walk of shame.
Now, hold on a minute.
At least this week.
Yeah,
I know it's only Monday, but
maybe Scott walking out to his car.
Give
after
me till Wednesday, and I'll probably be walking somewhere. It'll be shameful.
We do the walk of shame after this show
every
night.
Do you want to know my walk of shame?
What is it?
My walk of shame is when I get up in the morning.
Because you're like a little achy.
Oh, it's awful.
It's a shuffle.
I get out of bed, and it's just this is so awful to walk.
Yeah, you're heading to the bathroom.
Through the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Into the bathroom.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So
the
and
walk
then
of
what
shame.
Makes it really bad is I'll probably stub my toe on something on my way to the bathroom.
That's good. See, that's what we're doing, and some of it's metaphorical, but these are people in our estimation this weekend that stubbed their toe. That made the walk of shame from the bed to the
metaphorical?
Bathroom. Yeah. Oh, just full on.
Yeah.
Full on. These people.
Maybe some metaphysical, too.
So here's our walk of shame. You want to start things off, Scott, for us? People, who are your walk of shame this weekend?
All right. My first walk of shame is actually the Miami Dolphins and the Washington Redskins.
Oh, boy. What a pillow fight.
And the reason is these teams are so bad, they should not allow one of those teams to win.
And like, they almost didn't.
And you know that Miami, if they would have kicked the extra point and it would have been tied, that game would have ended up as a tie, which is what it should have been.
It should have been.
But it shouldn't even have been a tie. They shouldn't give them half a win. These two teams are so bad, so inept, they really should just say, you know what? If your record is as it is, this is a special exemption rule in the NFL. No one gets a win.
Well, and – I don't know. I'm happy for Bill Callahan, I guess, you know, where you go, oh, yeah, you know, you're operating the team. First thing you do is you get a win.
Why are you happy for him?
Well, but he beat the Dolphins. That's the other thing is it's not really.
It's not a win.
And you only hung 17 on the
it's
Dolphins,
not a
by
win.
The way. It's not really a win.
There's your walk of shame.
Here's a walk of shame for me, that BYU offensive line this weekend, walking back to the bus, limping back to the bus, whatever it might be. The BYU offensive line this weekend to the South Florida Bulls, Scott, gave up 6 sacks and 13 tackles for loss.
That's insane.
13 tackles for a loss
is like a season for
most
people.
Some teams are like, hey, this is great.
Yeah, well, we'll take
we got
that
the
in a
13.
Season.
Jason Garrett, and the entire Cowboys staff that Jerry Jones.
Here's the crazy part about Jason Garrett.
They lose to the Jets, yes.
No, they've lost three in a row, and they've looked terrible. Yes. After starting 3-0, they've gone 0-3 the last three.
Yes,
and everyone was like, this team is on its way to the Super Bowl, and Dak Prescott
through six
is,
games of the season, that is the second easiest schedule according to the power rankings of schedules.
So they should not be 3-3.
So they should be 5-1. They should be 5-1. It's the second easiest schedule, and they have found a way to lose.
But the insanity of all that.
Jerry Jones.
No.
Oh.
They're still in first place.
Yes,
that's
they are.
The crazy
yes,
part.
They are.
It doesn't feel like first place, though.
Thank the Redskins, thank the Giants, and you're tied with the Eagles, and so that NFC East is crazy. All right. Walk of shame, Jameis Winston, all the way. Make him walk back from London. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ouch.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. He throws for 400 yards. Amazing,
oh,
right?
Good.
Yeah. Throws one touchdown, five interceptions. So five picks in the game. They lose across the pond. And so there you go. There's your five interceptions for the Jameis Winston.
Five interceptions is a lot.
Have you thrown five in a game?
No.
Oh, see?
I know.
What was your record?
That's how I know it's a lot.
What was your record?
I think it might have been four.
Yeah, okay. So you're right on that edge. Yeah. I mean, it's no Ty Detmer seven.
No.
But it's
I did throw three and still win.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think I did that twice.
I see that sometimes where there's like a four touchdown, three interception type day, and you just out-duel the other quarterback. So there you go. Walk of shame, Jameis Winston.
You know the 1982 playoff game where it was the catch, right?
Oh, yeah. Dwight Clark.
The first round of the playoffs, the Detroit Lions play in the 49ers, and Joe Montana has a brutal first.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was it a 4-5
yes.
pick type game?
And they played the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Gary Danielson, guess how many he had?
Oh, six.
Five.
Oh, he had five?
He had five.
Oh, boy, it was just like everybody. Just
so you think about the start of
just embarrassing
Joe
people.
Montana, like a legendary moment in the NFL.
It started with him throwing a bunch of picks the week
before.
The
first round of the playoffs, yeah.
All right, the Georgia Bulldogs, ranked number 3 in the country at their
bunch
own
of
place.
Losers.
At
serious.
Their own place.
SEC overrated.
Wow, here comes Scott rolling hard with the Pac-12 love. The Georgia Bulldogs, between the hedges, taking on a not very good South Carolina team.
Not very good at all.
Not very good. It takes a bunch of – here's the thing. When it's like who's going to miss the most field goals in the overtimes, and it ends up being the Georgia kicker who misses in both overtimes.
And guess what? South Carolina? Backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback.
That's really bad.
That's a problem. So,
you go. You're going to play South Carolina with the backup quarterback, and you're going to lose.
Yeah.
No one
would say
that.
And they did it.
At Georgia.
Another walk of shame.
At Georgia.
At Georgia, between the hedges. Ugo was right there, and it was ugly. The Cleveland Browns. Freddie Kitchens. Ta-ta, buddy. Maybe next year, because they lost to the Seahawks yesterday. They are now 2-4. This Browns team that was, by the way, projected to win 11 games or more this year. So their floor was 11 games. That was what Vegas has their odds at 10.5-11.
So they have to be 10-1.
So they've got to go the rest of the way.
10-1.
They got to go 10-1. Explain to the people, Scott, how hard 10-1 it is in the league.
It's really hard. But you know what? If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
And Baker Mayfield,
Odell Beckham Jr. A lot of talk, but haven't seen the walk. And that, hence, they get to walk the walk of shame.
Okay, who's the Zach Brown character? Because you were very excited about
putting
him
in. Okay, so Zach Brown was a starting linebacker, actually, for the Washington Redskins when he was teammates with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Had 127 tags. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Gets released by the Redskins. He's picked up by the Eagles.
Okay.
And the Eagles played the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes,
this week.
They did. They got torched.
Hosed.
Yeah.
So all week preceding up to this game, he's doing the talking.
Wow.
Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback. He's the weakest link on this entire team.
Oh no.
For the Minnesota Vikings.
So it just gave him a bunch of.
He's not very good. We were teammates. Blah blah. I mean, he's vocally out there going. They got great running backs. They got a great running game. They've got great wide receivers. A great defense. And he's the weakest link. He's the missing piece. Kirk Cousins, 333 yards, four touchdown passes.
He kept finding digs, and it was easy money. They were just throwing those balls up. It was crazy.
Guess who gets cut today?
Zach Brown got released?
Zach Brown gets released.
You think it was for all the trash talking or for the poor play?
Well, they got torched. I don't think it was the trash talking. I think it was
just more not playing well. Yeah. All right. There you go. Your first walk of shame here on KSL's Unrivaled on a Monday. We're going to start doing that on all the Mondays.
I like this.
Yeah, it's fun. And look, yes, we are making ourselves feel better because of the failures of other people.
Right.
Isn't
that our job?
That's what we're supposed to do. All right, we're taking the break here. We're coming back. Our two-minute drill is next right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.